take the step, answer the call, walk away from it all. It's never easy to leave behind all you know. But leaving your comforts, that's when you truly grow. Yeah, you say I'm selfish, but tell me something now.
Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW. I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. I have fallen in love with Whidbey Island, more than likely. I will be living here in the next couple weeks. I've been spending a lot of time on the road figuring out where I want to be, but Whidbey has been calling me. And joining me this morning is
Sonia Sushigani.
And what is it that you do?
I am a licensed acupuncturist and a Chinese herbalist.
And where are we?
We are at Bayview Cash Store in Bayview on Whidbey Island.
And I was doing an on location. We're doing Spoiled Dog Winery, the distillery, and Bayview Tap Room. And I brought Rosalie here to play some live music about 3 weeks ago. And I came upstairs, and your esthetician and your massage therapist let us use the room to do the show. And Rosalie did this beautiful song on her ukulele. But I love synchronicities. And so they said, we're looking for a Reiki master or someone to do Reiki here. And the best part about it is that when you got to me, I've already met you.
Exactly. At our restaurant.
No. And we'll talk about the restaurant after break. But I'm asking the universe for signs of where I'm supposed to be going next. I've been told that I'm supposed to be a nomad and just kind of feel out the areas that mm-hmm. Kamano's been there 8 years for me. I went through a few places on the mainland, but when I came here and visited a friend, I had so many synchronicities that it's pretty obvious that this is where I'm going to be, and then I got a place. So next week I will be here. Tell the listeners about acupuncture.
Acupuncture is part of a whole system of medicine that has its roots in Asian culture. It is a traditional medicine that has existed for centuries, and it is predominantly the ancient textbooks are from China. But we see acupuncture practices in Japan, Vietnam, Korea. So there are different ways of practicing acupuncture and herbal medicine, traditional herbal medicine, with Asian herbs and Asian formulas. But it also comprises a system that involves a spiritual practice, an exercise practice, healthy eating habits. So when those aspects of your life are out of balance, you can look to stronger interventions such as acupuncture, herbal therapy, to qigong or tai chi practice to help you come back into balance.
Because we're off balance, aren't we?
Well, anytime that there's disease, anytime that there is blocked energy or chi, anytime that you're not feeling well, that is an opportunity to open the meridian pathways, clear those blocks, clear the stagnation, and, come back to a place of balance so that you can move through your life effortlessly and with peace.
And I've had acupuncture quite a few times in Hawaii also. I had it on my show one time.
Oh, good.
But it was, he put something on my third eye.
Yes.
And it was funny because somebody said, as it was on my third eye, I felt really relaxed. And then someone said, hey, you should read, you know, like you should turn on your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and I felt it burn. Mm-hmm. I actually felt the energy in my third eye when I turned it on.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Well, if you think about meridians as energetic pathways in the body, the acupuncture points are like little windows or doors. And the acupuncture needle goes in and like kind of a lock and a key, it opens it up. So when people experience acupuncture, they'll describe it as like a kind of like a current of energy. It feels like your body's turned on. It feels like things are flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's a pulsation sensation at the acupuncture point. And that's when you know that you're really working with the system and opening it up and helping it clear blocked energy.
Energy, and I work with the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
So in my work, it basically we find the blocked chakras,
mm-hmm.
and then we open them. I call it a chiropractor for your spirit. So basically your energy starts to flow again, you leave, and then we go into our stress mode, or we go to work, we do all these things, and it kind of blocks those
yes.
energy systems again.
Right.
So sometimes I feel when you get used to open energy, you
yes.
start getting used to feeling good.
Yes.
And you want that more.
Yes, and things just work better and flow better. One of the biggest pieces of information we have is that when patients are connected to fMRI imaging diagnostics, each acupuncture point corresponds to a portion of the brain. We see it light up. So we know that there's a definite connection. We also know that in acupuncture, once the needles are placed, and it can be as few as two or three, right, that the body goes into a parasympathetic mode, rest and digest, right? So you are instantly taken out of fight or flight, and your body starts to go into that healing mode that we should have when we sleep at night. So you'll notice your digestion increase. You'll notice your awareness soften, and that the closest thing I can describe it as is when you do a really beautiful yoga class and you're in Shavasana at the end of the class. That's kind of how it feels.
I call it no place like Om.
Yes.
And you know that when, like, I'm in nature taking a walk, watching a sunrise, maybe I'm pet sitting, I'm with a dog
yeah.
that's sitting on my lap, you just feel good. And I love doing Reiki because when people leave, they look younger, but
yes.
they're also breathing, they
yes.
relax. It's like that 8 hour sleep that we're not getting. And I made stickers for them because sometimes they forget. So it was like, breathe. I made
yeah.
count to three. Life is good. But really getting in that space more and
mm-hmm.
more,
mm-hmm.
then we have ease instead of dis-ease.
Right. And we approach the world with openness and gentleness instead of with locked fists and anger and resentment and, you know, where we worry about things. It makes it harder for us to bring the things that we want into our life and have them manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And my books are Energy Matters,
mm-hmm.
and it does. So when I'm in a good space, I usually do my work after taking a walk in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow the phone, when I make the call, someone answers, or I run into the right people. But being in that place of just no place like Om or at ease, life is a lot more enjoyable.
Definitely, yes. And Whidbey, specifically South Whidbey, is a very magical.
It is magical. I've had so much fun so far. But I think, too, because what I realize, I have to be by water, I have to be by nature, and I have to have community. And
yes.
that's what I see here in Bayview.
Yes, community is a big piece of Whidbey Island. We all know that, you know, Facebook is such a huge resource. We all help each other when somebody puts out their request or their need, whether it's helping clear, you know, I don't know, fallen trees, or if somebody needs a new couch, or, you know, one thing that really struck me this holiday season was Mona from Sweet Mona's Chocolates. She wanted to help a family that didn't have enough money to afford a new heating system. And she took it upon herself to do a Facebook fundraiser, and she got the money that she needed really quickly. And that family is able to have heat for the winter. And especially on a day like today when, you know,
it's snowing.
And for me, again, like, I live on Camino, so we have our community. It gets a little sparse in the wintertime, but we have a lot more going on here. And we have live music, and we have gatherings, you have farmers markets. But, you know, when you work with the chakras, the root chakra is your body, your health, your connection to the earth. But your sacral is your relationship, you know.
Yes.
It's that community and your tribe. So as I was shopping for a place to move, I really think that I feel blessed that I have a friend here and I got to stay here and really fill out this community. But yeah, I feel pretty blessed to have run into you and you guys upstairs. And so how do people reach you if they want a facial or a massage or acupuncture?
Well, the three of us here in this, we like to call it Bayview Healing Arts, the unofficial name, because Sarah Hogarth does massage therapy and she takes clients privately by appointment. Susan Bremser has her esthetician business as Belle Fleur, which means beautiful flower in French, and she takes appointments privately, and she's a wonderful esthetician, as is Sarah's a wonderful massage therapist. I'm the newest person here doing acupuncture and herbal medicine, and I take appointments privately 2 days a week, and I can be reached at Sonya, S-O-N-Y-A, at goldenearthhealingarts.com, all one word. And that ties in with my last name. So I'm half Japanese, and my last name means earth gold. And I've taken that to mean that I am to work with herbs and material from the earth. And I believe, I have a strong belief in natural medicine and the power of natural medicine and how it can heal us.
And you will all be hearing more about Sonya as the months progress, because I am moving to Whidbey Island. I'm really excited, and I'll be practicing Reiki with you gals, and I'm doing my chakra readings here in Bayview. But we have one more thing to talk about before I let you go. We're going to run to a different venue on location. Stay tuned. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie.
Yeah. Ooh, direction.
Ooh. Looking for a getaway from the city that will lift your spirits? Experience hands-on glassblowing and stay in your own private charming guest cottage at Lake Martha near Stanwood, Washington. Enjoy beautiful sunsets plus kayaking, swimming, canoeing, and fishing. Starry Night Glass Art and Lake Martha Cottage are located 50 miles north of Seattle near Kayak Point, Warm Beach, and Kameno Island. Come for the day or an overnight stay and experience an on-site private glassblowing lesson for yourself. To find more information on how to book your getaway at Lake Martha Cottage, go to Lake Martha Cottage and Glassblowing Studio on Facebook, or visit StarryNightGlassArt.com to see their services, artistic handcrafted memorials, wine toppers, pendants, and ornaments created with care and compassion. You will arrive as a visitor and leave as a friend at Lake Martha Cottage and Glassblowing Studio.
Feeling the need to get away and reconnect with Mother Nature? Located on Whidbey Island, Earth Sanctuary is a peaceful and magical sculpture garden, nature reserve, and retreat center with 2 miles of nature trails, 3 bird-filled ponds, and a variety of powerful sacred spaces, including a labyrinth, stone circles, and medicine wheels. Come and enjoy the wonders of nature and experience personal renewal, spiritual growth, and healing today. Visit earthsanctuary.org or The Earth Sanctuary on Facebook for more information.
Aloha! Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
The trick to living is you care a little less, a little more.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. We took a short ride over to where I'm at now.
Anthe's Ferments in Langley.
And that's where I met you this summer.
Yes.
And I was there. I was actually working with musicians over here for about a year, booking bands. And then I saw that you did Ferments. Ferments?
Yeah.
Fermenting. Tell everyone what it is, the restaurant.
So my husband and I created a restaurant that focuses on fermented food. One of the reasons is because naturally fermented or live cultured fermented food, not using vinegar, is probiotic, it enhances your gut health and therefore really enhances your entire health.
I had a friend give me some ferments. It was green beans.
Mm-hmm.
And I had so much energy, and I didn't know that was connected whatsoever, but your gut health, it makes your brain work more efficiently.
And your gut health is what tells your body what hormones to produce and influences your immunity. And, you know, study after study just proves that your microbiome is the key to your overall health. And what we're seeing with, you know, the gluten sensitivity and everybody's allergies have risen dramatically to everything. And we know that our soil is depleted. We know that farming practices and pesticides and herbicides are finding their ways into our system. So, you know, when people say they are sensitive to gluten, I absolutely believe them, but I also know that it's probably the glyphosate, so the weed killer.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
But how does fermented food connect there? Well, when you eat traditionally made live cultured food such as sauerkraut, kimchi, pickles, again, not vinegar-based, but made with a salt brine, it encourages the natural lactobacillus on the plant to flourish, and you have a food that you can eat through the winter before you grow new vegetables, harvest them in the fall, and then culture them so that you have a source of food for the winter.
Where I got turned on is Kauai Juice Company. I have to give them a plug if you go to Kauai.
I love Kauai Juice Company.
It's so amazing. I mean, everyone's like, it's a little expensive. I'm like, no. They could go to the AM, PM and pick up a juice, or you can have something that's going to heal your body.
Right.
Yeah. So worth it.
So what we do is we take that a step further. It's not fresh juice, but we'll take freshly pressed organic carrot juice, ferment the carrot juice, and now what we have is a carrot elixir. Or we take organic turmeric root, organic ginger root, coriander, black pepper, ferment it with a salt brine, blend it, and now we have a turmeric elixir. And when people drink this, they feel awesome.
They have sauerkraut. That's what I usually get my sauerkraut. And I just have a little bit every day, just a spoonful.
A little bit, not a lot, just a little, yeah.
And you have the restaurant, so you prepare meals with probiotic or
So we offer the fermented vegetables, but we also offer different globally inspired foods like ramen and a Thai curry chicken soup and a Korean pot roast, and the menu changes with the season. In the summer we have a yakitori grill, but we're always using fermented flavoring like our house made miso, it's a year old, or a soy sauce that's been further prepared with koji, it's a aspergillus oryzae, it's what makes sake.
Oh yeah.
Right. So there's all these ways to deepen the flavor, increase the health benefit, and really you get just a delicious result.
And you have stuff that you can take home with you?
Yeah, we put everything in a glass jar and you can take it with you and return the jar.
And now I remember when I met you, I was not feeling good probably in February last year, and you prepared me this lemon, whatever it was. Excuse me, it was amazing. And like, I felt like I was being like my grandmother. That's how I felt. I was being nurtured because I went back out into the cold and you made me this lovely warm drink. It was lemon something, but I don't know. But that's the first time I actually walked in. Mm-hmm. And then I learned that you are a restaurant. I went through summertime. I actually got my computer out and worked at your place and had some of your food. But you also have live music.
Yeah, in the summer, definitely. Yeah, we like to promote local artists, local musicians, and just create a gathering space for people to enjoy, relax, feel good.
And you're right there in that little hub where the Star Mall? Or the
Star Store.
Star Store. I can walk across the street and there's the Orca Network. And then the firehouse with the glass blowing.
Yes.
So you're right there where everybody can find you. But I really want people to understand how important it, you know, buying one from a local person, the person, like you talk to me, I know who you are. You can go and make something for me, mm-hmm, personally, because I'm allergic to lavender. But those are the one things that, you know, I need to tell people. But in the end, also, what we buy makes a difference. So if we're purchasing something that's going to heal us, that energy flows throughout the rest of our lives. If we're going to eat something that is toxic, and I have to say AMPM, there's nothing to eat in those stores. And people are in there all day long buying pop and coffee, and I walk in, I can't buy even the water. Some of the water, I get well water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even trust the water in plastic bottles anymore.
I wouldn't.
No. So right now, and you know, people have a lot of problem with antibiotics and all, mm-hmm, that stuff. That destroys your...
That destroys all your gut flora. So eating probiotic food is absolutely important to reestablish it.
What's post and prebiotic?
Okay, so
that's a new thing I've been hearing.
Yeah, there's probiotics, uh-huh, such as Acidophilus, Bifidum, Lactobacillus. There's all million strains. Prebiotics are things that feed the probiotics when they're in your gut. So prebiotics would be like chicory, inulin, substances that, again, feed the probiotics, or the probiotic can flourish.
And post?
Postbiotic?
I try to, like, if I see something new or hear something new, I kind of like want to delve into it. But I was just hearing pre, post. Maybe I just made the post up. But there's so much information.
Maybe there is.
Out there. And if, you know, you can go online, you can Google it. But ferments are amazing. And it could just be like your pickles or the kraut. But I had a whole meal actually based on it. And it was like something from Europe. I could be wrong too.
Yeah, we do a European pickle plate and a Korean pickle plate. It is food that our great grandparents had. Not even our grandparents. I guess it depends on how old you are, right? Baby boomers were raised largely on canned food, produced food, packaged food, food that really wasn't...
It's dead.
Yeah, it's kind of dead.
Food. And that's why I say AMPM when you walk in. I won't even get the banana. The banana isn't organic. And because I have friends who literally will pull up and want me to go in there and buy something, and I can't. And that's why another reason I love Whidbey, there are so many nice places to eat.
Yes.
You might pay a little bit more, but you feel so much better. Kauai has the same thing. Summertime, the farmers markets, there's organic stuff all over this island.
Yeah, so there's a great farmers market on Saturdays at Bayview right here. near Langley. And then there's an organic Tilth Farmers Market on Sundays, and there's, they're just, I mean, and you have relationships, you recognize, you know, half the farmers are musicians anyway.
Hey, don't I know it?
Nathaniel Talbot and Annie. Yeah. They run Deep Harvest Farm. They're great. And they, and,
I love it. Cause I didn't really get to see them. I was just booking them for venues, and they were so fascinating, and he was supposed to be on the show, but he has to work so early in the morning, and it was a Friday morning, so he was really, he couldn't do it because he's a farmer. But I really just love the local music. I love the community. I love the fact that you have amazing parks and beaches, dog friendly. But yeah. Langley is the Orchid Network is dear to my heart. So anytime mm-hmm. I can have Howard on the show and talk about what's going on, that in fact, now that I'm here, I can volunteer.
Yeah.
Langley Whale Center. But so give people some contact for the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Come visit us in Langley. We're at 138 2nd Street, right in the middle of 2nd Street. And we're called Anthy's Ferments. It's an odd name, but we decided that Anthy's, to pay homage to Jacob Anthy's, who actually logged and laid out the town of Langley. He's a German immigrant who did that, and so we thought that was a significant name. We used it. Some people are confused by it, but that's why. That's really all it is.
I love, you should always interview your friends or interview anybody, because you can get that information that I would have not known that. So that's awesome.
Right. There are little kind of plaques around town, but unless you go to the historical museum, there's one in Langley and there's one in Coopville, you're not going to get a whole, you know, big history about how Langley and the island and how it was founded and
I look forward to
who settled it.
All of that. I know so much about Camino, so I'm looking forward to learning more about Whidbey. You have a Facebook page?
Yeah. Anthy's Ferments, Anthes.
Awesome.
Ferments.
And I liked it the day I went in there, took some pictures of you, and that's how I knew about the music. So that's, you know, follow the pages, and then basically it's in your thread, and then it reminds you of what's going on. So I look forward to working with you and being on Whidbey Island.
Yes, and we are doing a Chinese Lunar New Year buffet on January 26th. We're taking reservations. It's going to be an awesome menu. So I invite all of you to celebrate the Lunar New Year.
And I liked your Facebook page and I said, going. So yay, I found out about that today. So awesome. Thank you for joining me. And
we'll
be right back with more. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie.
You can love it all and let them walk out the door.
Curious about whales in the Pacific Northwest? Orca Network's Langley Whale Center celebrates and shares the lives of gray whales, orcas, and other marine mammals of the Salish Sea. The Langley Whale Center is a project of Orca Network, a nonprofit that is based on Whidbey Island. The Langley Whale Center gives Orca Network the opportunity to have a public presence to share the excitement about the whales and marine mammals who are our neighbors. The Whale Center in Langley gives visitors and residents alike a chance to learn more about the endangered southern resident orcas who visit our area and about the North Puget Sound gray whales, a small, unique population of gray whales who find sustenance in the waters of Saratoga Passage and Possession Sound each March through May. Check out the Orca Network and Langley Whale Center on Facebook for the latest whale sightings, educational programs, and events, or visit orcanetwork.org for more information. You'll be glad you did.
Are you feeling blocked? Are you frustrated or confused? If so, take some time to stop and step off the treadmill so you can receive the guidance and the support you need to take your life in a new direction. A client of mine called me a personal trainer for the body, the mind, and the spirit, and she added, Dina Marie does not heal you, she gives you the tools you need to heal yourself. If you're ready for a change, I'm here for you. In person or phone sessions are available by appointment. Visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today.
Twin Peaks Nutrition and Wellness in North Bend is a community hub of health and wholeness. The owner, Sharon Hockenberry, brings over 25 years of experience as a certified herbalist, wellness consultant, and Reiki master. You'll find quality supplements, loose leaf teas, herbs, organic skincare, and so much more. Visit TwinPeaksNutritionAndWellness.com for classes and services. Like Twin Peaks Nutrition and Wellness on Facebook to see all they have to offer.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Blink your eye. Yeah, because I chose to be here, not just to survive.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us this morning. I am on location on beautiful Whidbey Island. And where am I?
We are at Seaside Spa and Salon in Coopville.
Beautiful Coopville.
Yes.
And who are you?
I'm Megan Argo. I'm an esthetician here.
And how did I meet you?
You came in for a facial and we had an amazing time and it was lovely.
And I've had lots and lots of facials and I've had lots of massages, but there's something about someone who's had energy work or their heart's wide open. I don't know. Do you have you had energy work?
No.
Wow.
No, I haven't.
It was really nice and it was my birthday present.
Yes.
So that was my first exposure to the salon here. But I was working in Coopville and Oak Harbor, and I got that gift. And at that time, I was frazzled.
Yes, a little bit. We talked. We had some discussions.
Yeah, and it was really good. It was quite the gift. And like I said, I always want to make sure I support somebody who's not only you are doing healing work. You're someone's aura, their head, the whole time.
Yes.
And you did feet or hands?
Hand. Hot stone hand and arm massage.
Oh, and how long have you been doing this?
10 years.
10 years?
Yes.
And where are you from?
Renton?
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
How'd you get to Anacortes and Whidbey?
I moved up here. My sister lives in Anacortes, and I just decided I needed a change. I had been living in Gig Harbor at the time and just needed something new, and I have not regretted it ever. I love, love, love Anacortes and just all the islands. So it's just beautiful up here.
And you actually turned me on to some hiking spots.
Yes.
In Anacortes.
Yes.
And I actually went to some of them.
Yeah.
This summer. And you also have a husband that's a musician.
Yes. Yes.
So it's kind of fun when you're getting something more than just the facial. But in the end, I felt like I knew you. We became Facebook friends and I've been watching you ever since. And now I'm going to be moving to Whidbey.
Yay.
So I'm really excited.
I'm excited for you.
And I used to work in Snohomish, downtown Snohomish, and it was called Beehive Days Spa. Beautiful people, and they introduced me to Eminence.
Oh, yes.
For people that don't know what Eminence is, can you let them know?
It's a company from Hungary. They started in 1958. It's completely organic. It is just a really results-driven skincare line made with fruits and vegetables and herbs. So it just can be for any skin type, sensitive, whatever your concern is, they have something to help you with that. And they pair with Forest for the Future. So every time you buy a product, they plant a tree, and they've planted over 14 million trees around the world. And then they have Eminence Kids, which is they donate fresh organic fruits and vegetables to kids going through treatments such as like chemo or radiation or something, and they give that to them and their families to help them, you know, with that healing process of what goes in, you know, your body shows up on the outside. So it's good stuff.
I think it's one of the best companies like ever. I've been buying it ever since, gosh. And I like to support people that are actually selling it. So that's why I bought some stuff from you.
Yes.
Guys. And I have to be really careful because I have lavender issues.
Yes.
And my face swells up really bad.
Not good.
I have people like putting on my face and I'm like, no, I have to run home and wash my face and take a shower.
Yeah.
But I use the chamomile
mm-hmm.
forever.
Yeah.
And then I also use the coconut one.
Yes, the age corrective coconut moisturizer.
Of course. You gotta have that.
It's for dry skin too, not just aging skin.
But in the end, you want to support local businesses doing amazing things, and also businesses. This business, Eminence, has been going for how long?
Since 1958.
So yes. Actually, I talked to you, I went back, and I did just to check in, they're the same people doing it.
Mm-hmm. Family.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So what's your favorite
to use? Oh, gosh. Can I pick just one? I don't think so. I love the citrus and kale mask. That is an amazing mask. Their Stonecrop cleansing oil is awesome too. As soon as you remove it, your skin just feels completely different. Hydrated, smooth. It's hard to pick just a couple of them.
I bought the exfoliant?
The strawberry rhubarb dermafoliant. Yes.
Man, if you use that the next day, people say you look younger.
Yeah.
It's true. It's
amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
I got my husband to use it, so that's a big, it's a big deal.
And so support someone who knows what they're talking about, support businesses and their products. And Coopville is just a great day for a woman or her friends to come out.
Absolutely.
And come to the spa. And you have, how many things go on here?
We have a full nail salon for manicures, pedicures, acrylics, hair salon, and then massage therapy. And they also do cupping and petrified wood massage, just lots of different cool add-ons.
Which, that's a special this month, or?
Yes, yeah. It is. So come try it.
I got your Facebook page going all the time.
Yeah.
And then I did get my massage, so I had a 90-minute massage, and that was a separate time. But yeah, I really like to make sure that I'm buying. Okay, let's talk Massage Envy. I mean, why would you go there?
I'm not really sure why. I think sometimes people just think, well, I don't have much money, so I'll just try to go here, I don't know, but...
It's corporate.
It is, very.
And my daughter, she's sweet, and she bought me a Christmas gift, and I went, and I was so disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so bad that I actually called them and told them, and then they gave me another one, and it was just as bad.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was really... So, I learned by not having to pay for it.
Yeah. But... Quality... above quantity, for mm-hmm. sure.
So quality is what we're looking for when we're doing anything in a spa.
Absolutely.
And that's why we want to go to Eminence. And Eminence, they're online.
Yes.
But you carry just about everything here.
Yeah, and if we don't carry it, we can order it for you. I mean, we are a smaller scaled spa, so mm-hmm. they have so many products that we couldn't possibly carry everything, but we can absolutely recommend anything and order it for you.
But you do have more than I've ever seen,
actually. Yeah, we have a lot, for sure. They actually have a lot more.
So if, let's say, a group of women wanted to come out here, they could book online
mm-hmm.
or give you guys a call.
Yep.
And that's Seaside...
Spa and Salon.
.com?
Yep.
Yay. And then you also watch the Facebook page, because there's constantly specials and things coming up.
Flash sales, if we have a last minute cancellation, they'll post something. And so... I had someone at the end of my day come in because of that. So it really works out.
And because it snowed, it got crazy today.
It did get crazy.
Everyone thought it was going to be a slow day, but no.
Nope, not so much.
And I'm staying in Langley, and it was a lot of snow. It was, it's gorgeous. It's not so bad right now, but I was pretty excited to wake up, and I was staying at Spoiled Dog Winery.
Nice.
With two spoiled dogs.
Yes.
That I love. So what an amazing place to stay.
Yeah.
And dog watch. And I drank some wine.
Nothing wrong with that.
So if you were going to bring some friends out, would you go hiking, restaurants? What would you do?
Since I live in Anacortes, I know that area a little bit better. I would... go to Mount Erie. Little Cranberry Lake is always a good one. Easy trails. And then the Deception Pass tour, boat tour. It is phenomenal. It's only an hour long. They run every hour. And actually, the last time we went, we did see whales.
Yeah.
Even the captain was pretty excited, because that's, they're not a whale watching boat tour, mm-hmm. but we were lucky enough to see it, and it was amazing.
And that's in that bay under Deception?
Yeah, Cornette Bay, yeah.
And I ran into it for the first time ever, even taking my kids camping all these years. I did not know that was there.
Yeah.
And it's an actual, there's boats in a bay, so it's like you don't have to go all the way to Anacortes.
Yeah.
To get on a boat.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's something I should research that.
You should, yeah. And I think they run spring through maybe September or something like that. They don't go all year round like the whale watching boat tours do.
And I tell everybody, if they want to come here, Mukilteo Ferry, that's from Seattle. That's the easiest way to get through to the south end, and you go Coopville's Mid-Island. If you're coming from the north, you go Deception Pass. We actually have a bridge to get on Whidbey Island.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want, go. I like to go through Laconor. Like I said, have breakfast, go through Deception Pass, stop, take a walk in the woods, and then come to Coopville. Everyone has to come to Coopville.
It's the cutest little town, honestly. I love it.
And if you go to GoWoodbeeCamino.com, they have all the events. Coopville has a, gosh, it's the Muscle Fest.
Yes, that's coming up, and I think the beginning of March.
And don't you guys do stuff down here when you're...
Aaron volunteers, I believe.
Okay, and there's music and muscle.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, so I love this part of the island because you're mid, and then you can go Deception Pass or go through Whidbey Island. What is it called? The Clinton Ferry.
Yes.
Muckleteo.
Yeah.
And sometimes I see whales.
Yeah.
When I'm doing the ferry ride.
Yeah.
But yay. So I want to thank you. How can people reach out to you via Facebook?
Yes, I have a Facebook page, Skincare by Megan, and then an Instagram, which is Skincare by Megan also.
Yay. Or SeasideSalon.com.
Yep.
Come see Megan, get a facial.
All right.
You're listening to Lift Your Spirit. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Thinking about getting away for a day or an overnight stay? Pristine Pacific Northwest Island beauty is closer and more affordable than you may think. From unspoiled hills to uncrowded Puget Sound shoreline, from wildlife and stately evergreen forests to bald eagles and blue herons, Whidbey and Camino Islands have it all. They're both located in Puget Sound and are an easy drive from either Seattle or Vancouver, BC. Both islands are accessible by bridge, and each island is a wonder of nature and scenic beauty to be enjoyed by the entire family. To visit this classic Pacific Northwest experience, visit WhidbeyCaminoIslands.com or like them on Facebook to see all they have to offer. You'll discover that island time is just a short drive away and can be affordably yours this weekend. Whidbey and Camino Islands, the shortest distance to far away.
Need a day away? Indulge yourself in a sanctuary of rest at the Seaside Spa and Salon, located in historic waterfront Coopville on beautiful Whidbey Island. Seaside Spa and Salon specializes in organic spa treatments. Their goal is to create a place for you to regain balance and to uplift your spirits. Check out their website for information on spa packages and gift certificates. Visit SeasideSpaAndSalon.com or like them on Facebook to plan your day away today.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Thank you for joining me this morning. I'm on location on beautiful Whidbey Island at Seaside Salon Coopville. And joining me is...
Erin Wiley.
And Erin and I met in person, what, gosh?
Just this last week.
I know.
What was it, Thursday? Yeah. It was Thursday, yes.
And I've been wanting to come back and see you guys, and I've been so busy. And Megan did such an amazing job with my facial. Mm-hmm. I got a massage. Also at the same time, because I got a gift certificate for my birthday, and I've been wanting to meet you, and we have friends in common.
We do, yeah, and we're Facebook friends, but we hadn't had the opportunity to meet in person yet. So.
And for some reason, I said, let's do a chakra reading and some Reiki.
Yes, and it came at the perfect time for me, because we've just had a lot going on, so yeah, it was perfect timing.
And what I loved about our reading and stuff was that we had a lot in common about... Me, I started in a spa, doing my hypnotherapy and my healing work. Mm-hmm. And you have the same type of building I started in. It's a a house.
It is. It's an old historic house. The oldest on Front Street, actually.
Tell them about the lady that lived here.
Oh, gosh, yeah. So, well, it's kind of changed hands a couple of times. But, yeah, originally Sarah Wanamaker had purchased it in 1905. And she was she was alone. I think she was a widow. It was a big deal for a woman in that that time period to purchase a piece of property like this, right down in the downtown area on the waterfront. And anyway, it stayed in her family for a long, long time. And really ever since then, it's been this building. It's kind of funny. It's been mostly owned and operated by women. So that's pretty cool.
Energy.
Yeah.
And I believe in spirits, and I just kind of feel like she's probably still here.
Absolutely.
And that's what I found in ours, is that this woman used to grow lilies, and I kept seeing pictures. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I told people that I was upstairs in this beautiful place where that's where the kids were. Mm-hmm. And that's where I kind of felt some really nice, good energy. And then the son came in with the obituary, and she did. She had a field of lilies, and behind it was a storage unit now.
Yeah.
But it was kind of nice to know that my first place I did business was somebody who cooked and loved her community.
Yeah.
And from here, you can see the water. So can you imagine
how
awesome that would have been?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Coopville.
And she loved it. I know that. It was...
So our energy matters, the places mm-hmm. that you visit. And I was telling Megan, you know, how important it is for me to support local businesses, to support people doing, we were talking about massage envy, you know, that
mm-hmm.
type of stuff. Just
sure.
Make sure that you when you spend money, you make a difference
mm-hmm.
by where you spend that money.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It doesn't get much smaller of a business than this. I mean, it's a big deal. It supports me and my daughter, and we've got an amazing group of 16 service providers and a couple of front desk staff. And I am, my favorite part really of this company is that we're employing all of these individuals and creating really beautiful incomes for them. I think
mm-hmm.
that's really a big deal, and they're doing what they love, which is caring for people in an industry that they love.
And I like how you meet with them.
Yeah.
And like a little coaching back and forth.
Oh, all the time. We schedule it once a month, but because I work just in my office, I have the ability to have the time to be able to meet with them whenever they need it. And I'm here. I'm here a lot. I'm a present owner. I don't like to be away from the spa too much.
And we had a golf tournament.
Yeah.
It was Penco Brewing, and I was in charge, and I was working with Lucien and
yes,
Heather.
Yes, yes.
And you,
very good
you
friends
golfed.
Of mine. Yes, well, I didn't really golf. I rode around in a golf cart and pretended to golf. But ever since then, I have started golfing. Yes, that actually spurred a bunch of us girls to start taking up golf, and so now we golf once a week every Friday.
I love that.
I know, even through the winter, we're very dedicated. It's been really fun.
And Lucien, you know, she lost her son, but how you guys come together is so amazing.
I know. My friend circle, this group of women, is, I mean, they are like my solid rock. It's really amazing. Yeah.
And because I'm getting closer to Woodby, and I'm moving here next week, I'm pretty excited to know all you.
Yeah.
And again, it's so important to shop small, shop local. And I always say, you know, get to know the person behind the desk. And then that's how you make a difference. No more massage envy.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
And you're doing something coming up new.
Mm-hmm. Right. With Green Circle Salon. Is that what you were asking about? Yeah. So Green Circle is amazing. So we've been working with them. We're planning on this for a couple months, but it was something we wanted to do right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been researching it and learning about it and figuring out the best way to do it. And so it officially started in January for us, January 8th. We became a fully sustainable salon and recycling basically everything. So Green Circle Salons, it's a program that allows salons and spas to be able to recycle almost everything that we use in here, including cut hair, it's pretty amazing, actually, what they do with cut hair. I didn't know this, but hair actually never decomposes. Can you imagine that?
Oh, no.
So, like, cut hair in landfills, it's just, like, compiling and compiling, and it heats up and turns into methane gas, and it's terrible for the environment. And who knew, right?
No.
Who knew that cut hair would do that? So, Green Circle Salon, they take the hair, we sweep it up, we actually ship it to them in a box, and they turn it into mats for like booms for oil spills to sop up oil out of the ocean. Yep. They also are making hair fiber plastics out of it. So we've got a couple of recycle bins in our back room that's actually made out of hair fiber plastic. So they've taken this hair and they have converted it over to a plastic that we use on a daily basis. So they're coming up with all kinds of things that they're making this hair fiber plastic, into color bowls and things like that. And they take everything. They take our used appliances. They take our clients' used appliances. Absolutely everything, except for our food waste. So it's pretty exciting. We've been able to recycle like 85% to 95% of our salon waste. So that's pretty cool.
So you're very conscious. How did you hear about that?
Well, you know, I've heard of Green Circle Salon. I can't remember where I first heard of them at, probably like a hair show or something. But I recently hired this young lady about 6 months ago as a front desk team lead.
Mm-hmm.
And she is really into clean energy. She's really
Yay.
Into recycling. She's just very passionate about it. And so she checked into it herself and then approached me and said, hey, I've done my research. We should really check into this. And the more that I did, the better it
takes a village, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and because you're so close to everybody, you would take in what they say and implement it in your business.
Right, exactly.
And then also the small little town of Coopville. I'm sure you have tourists come in and visitors.
Oh, yeah.
But during the winter, I know it's a kind of a local.
Yeah, we really, you know, I love tourism in Coopville. Coopville's very charming. I came here as a tourist the first time. However, our locals are, I mean, that's really what our client, you know, client base is made up of is our locals. And they are wonderful. People on Whidbey Island are really great about supporting small businesses. And that's been really awesome. I feel very fortunate to be able to operate a small business for, you know, we're going on, we're in our 13th year right now. It's been about 13 and a half years. To be able to operate a small business.
Single mom.
On Main Street America. Yeah, I'm a single mom. Mm-hmm. I've been a single mom for 14 years. I started the business when my daughter was 6 months old.
Wow.
So that was, I don't know if I was crazy or if I was brave, but either way it worked out. So
I just feel blessed. I don't know why I'm like, let's do a Reiki session. But that was so intimate. We got to hang out. And
yeah.
I just learned so much about you.
Yeah, it was great.
And I had to make a major decision. I mean, I really have to have community.
Yeah.
I have to get to know everybody. I want to walk down the street and see someone I know and stop and talk to them in the grocery store.
Yeah.
And that's what Coopville, Freeland, and Langley, that's what they offer.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's really great.
So if you live in Seattle, you can come out for the day, or I call it an overnight stay.
Yeah.
Island time is just a short drive away. Did I say
that? Oh, yeah. That's great. Yeah. I love that.
Because you can come through Deception Pass and it's beautiful. But, you know, also the Mukilteo Ferry is awesome.
Yeah. You can't go wrong either way. They're both great.
And everyone knows me for Kamano Island. And I love Kamano Island, but it's just, it's so, it's retired people and they leave. And I need a more social life.
Yeah.
Old to retire.
I know. You know, it's funny, for such a small area, there's a lot to do on Whidbey Island. Like, there are always things going on that I've never...
Well, I want to explore the whole Port Townsend ferry, which is out of Coopville, too. And I did stay in that castle over there.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
But I want to go back there, and you can walk on.
Yeah.
And also Anacortes. We're talking, me and Megan, Megan and I. And then LaConner.
Mm-hmm.
And Skagit. All Skagit.
I mean, the whole area is just a great area, for sure.
Yeah. I belong on an island. That's what I decided somehow, some way.
Yeah, yeah.
So again, seasidesalon.com.
It's seasidespaandsalon.com is our website.
and mm-hmm. Facebook. You got specials all the time.
All the time. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Yes. Yeah.
And your favorite thing to do on Whidbey Island?
My favorite thing to do on Whidbey Island, personally. Oh, that is a tough one. I love our hiking trails, honestly. The Bluff, Eby's Bluff, is like my... That is like my sacred space. I love that. I love that.
And it's gorgeous. It's and it beautiful. Overlooks, you can see Port Townsend.
Yeah.
But that's where the big boats come through, so there's lots going on.
Right, there's lots going on. There's people are happy to be there. You never see anybody that's miserable on that trail. I mean, it's beautiful all the time. Even when it's not so nice outside, it's still beautiful on that trail. It doesn't take very much time, and it's like minutes from my house, so.
That's my favorite thing, is to take a walk in nature, look at the water, and either a sunset or a sunrise, but yeah. That's what lifts my spirits.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm so glad that we got to meet and you get to do the show. If people want to reach out to me, they can go to dina-marie.com. And I'm sure a lot of things will be coming up here on Whidbey, and I'll maybe take a few trips to Port Townsend and Anacortes and do some on-location shows. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Come back next week for more people, places, and activities that will lift your spirits. Direction. Yeah, new.